From the shoreline to the spotlight, from the stories behind the stars, welcome to the Jim Crane Show!
Where the boardwalk meets the rolling tide, a young dreamer found the stage inside. Steel pier lights and a summer sky, he learned how to laugh, how to leap, how to fly. By day on the beach, keeping watch on the blue. By night in a tux, making old songs new. From the lifeguard chair to the microphone, Jim brings every listener home. He's got a memory, a melody, a joke that lands time. A lifetime full of stories and a voice that still can shine. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Hear the stars, feel the heart, let the laughter take control. From Atlantic City lights to the airwaves coast to coast, come on in, the band is hot, and Jim it's the Jim Crane Show. He shared the bill with legends of the stage, turned 50 years into a golden page. Casinos, clubs, and ships at sea, every room became a family. Now the guests pull up a chair and stay with songs and stories from yesterday. Actors, singers, friends passing through, and Jim finds the magic hiding in the truth. With a wink, a song, a memory, he keeps the whole room bright. A little classic showbiz. It's the Jim Crane Show.
Who's got the stories?
Jim Crane.
Who brings the music?
Jim Crane.
Who keeps Saturday swinging?
The Jim Crane Show.
Some voices fade when the curtain falls. Some keep echoing through it all. Through changing times and changing scenes, he keeps alive the songs and dreams. There's always room for one more friend, one more laugh before the ending. So turn it up and gather close. The show is starting. Here we go. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Celebrity conversations, classic music, heart and soul. Saturday at 2 Central, BBS station number one. Come for the stories, stay for Jim. The celebration's just begun. Whoa, let the whole world know. It's the Jim Crane Show. From the boardwalk to the broadcast, the legend carries on.
All righty then, it's the Jim Crane Show on the BBS Radio Network. Let's go. Here we go.
Hi-oh! We'll rockabye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon,
tune or two from the heart of Dixie. Sang that great old man in mine right on the Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia,
Tennessee, with all the soul that's in ya.
We know more, my lady, than a singer again for me. And old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'd deliver the moment that you bring the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, you rock-a-bye, baby.
Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya.
We know more, my lady, than a singer again for me. And old Black Joe, just as though you heard me on your knee. A million baby kisses I deliver the moment that you sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, you rock-a-bye, baby.
Rock-a-bye, you're rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
And now, the host of the Jim Crane Show.
Hi-ho, everybody, and welcome to the BBS Radio Network, the new and improved Jim Crane Show, live. Here, the big Saturday afternoon party. We are back. Oh, there's the audience. Yeah, just outside of Atlantic City, from the Pleasantville Music Shop at 15 East. Black Horse Pike here in Atlantic, right outside of Atlantic City. Want to welcome you all to the Saturday afternoon party here. We've been away from radio for quite a while, but it's so nice to be back here. And this is my actual 51st year in show business this year, the Singing Lifeguard. And we're going to be having lots of guests, lots of fun, and lots of stuff going on here on the BBS Radio Network. You'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to hear us every Saturday from 2 until 3 East Coast time, but it's Central time, so it's a little bit later, but it's going to be a really, really good thing. And we are the full line music store. We are a mom and pop music shop here at the Jersey Shore. And we've got some other great sponsors, and we're going to bring back the Duke here. Let's have that music. And let's not forget Popular Customer Service, their specialty in EHT, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, by the historic Dr. Jonathan Pitney House. And their beautiful bed and breakfasts in Absecon and in Smithville, New Jersey. The Colonial Inn and those great places. Please support our local small business. And we love our studio audience here in the store. And you can stop by and say hi to us, Sue, here while we're on the air. And it's going to be a really good thing. So here we are at Pleasantville Music Shop. And we want to be, every week, we're going to be telling you all about the restaurants in the area. You can fade the music down now. Okay. But we're going to be telling you all about the local restaurants and the entertainment that's going on here in Atlantic City area. And it's so cool to be back on the radio on the BBS network here. I was in radio here on a local station for like 14 years, and we did the show on Saturday night. So now we're going to be on in the afternoon and having a nice party here with a great guest. We got John Provost coming up very soon. That's the guy that played Timmy on Lassie back in the day. And we're going to have Dina Martin and Frank Ferrante, the guy that does Groucho and everything else. So we're going to have a lot of fun here on the big show. So let's see. I had a piece of paper here with some notes on it, and all of a sudden it went away. But
some men walk into show business. Jim Crane dove in. Dove in, buddy. He did it from 30 feet. He barked on the steel pier when he was 9. Sat by Duke Ellington, learning perfect time. A lifeguard by day with the ocean in view. Then night fell and somebody yelled, "Get that man a tuxedo!" He sang for the stars, made the whole shoreline swing. With a joke in his pocket and a story for everything. He even led 33,000 Phillies fans. That's not an audience, that's a backup group. So pull up a chair, let the good times roll. Celebrity stories, music, laughter, and soul. From the boardwalk lights to your radio, everybody's diving into the Jim Crane Show. No swimsuit required. Saturdays at 2 Central on BVS Radio TV Station 1. And now, the only host whose tuxedo should come with a flotation device. Jim Crane!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've hit the big time now, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you. And Crane's Picks, that's something we always did on the other show. Coming up at the Ocean City Music Pier, over there on Moreland and the Boardwalk, is the Happy Together Tour. That's with the Gary Puckett, the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Association. My friend Jim Yester will be there, and Ron Dante and the Archies and everything. They still have tickets available, and that's on Monday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. And also, we want you to check out the Birdcage Restaurant. This place is so cool. They have great food, great atmosphere, dancing, DJs, and it's an alternative place. It's like it's run by Julieta Consalvo and Richie Helfant and Jason Tell and everything. And it is a wonderful place. The food is so good. Also, we want to say happy birthday to Lucy the Elephant. She's today's her birthday party down there in Margate, New Jersey, and that's going on till 8 p.m. All right, so that's what we got going here. We will be taking calls soon. I don't know exactly when, but we will be able to take some calls here on the big show, and you know, you're going to be able to come and see our shows. And we've got our big Steel Pier alumni reunion coming up on August 23rd. That's a Sunday, right on the old world-famous Steel Pier in the Tiki Bar with a great girl named Teddy Fusco. And she's going to be with us. And one of the original high-diving horse girls is going to be with us, Terry McDevitt. And we want all the Tony Granners, all the people that danced on Summertime at the Pier with Ed Hurst. If you worked at the pier, if you worked in the games, or you were an usher, or you worked in the food things, or you just like coming to Steel Pier, or you perform there. I mean, some of the big performers, we're reaching out to them, reached out to Frankie Avalon. We're trying to get him to show up. But that's going to be on August 23rd, 2026, from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, right on the pier. And also, I'm going to have some tickets to give away that you can pick them up right here at the music shop very, very soon. So anyway, we're rolling right along with this new radio show and everything. And I got a quick joke here. I got a whole bunch of new jokes off of Facebook. And I got a couple quickies here. So what do you call it when your dog swallows an engagement ring? A diamond in the rough. Oh, thank you very much. I like that. Oh, here's a news item. Insurance companies are warning campers that if their tents are stolen during the night, they won't be covered. You know, it costs a lot of money to swim with the dolphins, but if you swim with the sharks, it costs you an arm and a leg. Oh, this is fun. Anyhow, so you got to come to Pleasantville Music Shop and see us in the very near future. This is the only mom and pop store on the East Coast, and we actually sell vinyl records here, and you can hear them before you buy them, which is really cool. And they're not real heavy priced and stuff. You know, we're not looking to make $1 million. I just have a great collection of vinyl from over the years, and we sell them at cheap prices, and you can come in and actually listen to them. We have real pianos here at the store. Most of the places don't feature having real stringed pianos in their stores. And we have the beautiful keyboards and everything, all types of guitars. We have Washburns, Takaminis. We have used vintage guitars, used drum sets. I mean, we've got everything musical. That's what I've always said. My father-in-law, Gaston Ragno, he started this business 1938. We've actually been in this location now for 88 years. But we look pretty good, still. But anyhow, me and my wife, Joanne, are the proprietors, and we handle all the rentals for schools. So the best place to learn music, I still say, is in school. I learned to sing from the nuns and everything back in the day, when I was growing up, and they taught me everything that I know. And like I said, I've been in the business for 51 years. I opened for Connie Stevens. I've worked with Red Skelton. You can go on YouTube and you can see all of my stuff and everything that we do. So we're going to be having a lot of fun here on the big show every week. But like I said, you really got to support the small businesses, because, you know, we got hurt with all this stuff that's going on with the COVID scam and everything else, you know. But everybody took a hit on that, because it was just, you know, that little Fauci boy, he, you know, knocked that down. And it's so weird. But we'll see what happens with that. But that being said, we want to keep all of the small businesses going. The guy, Bobby Matthews, runs the Copiers Plus place. These are the guys that can rent you the copiers, fix them. They do the car wraps there and everything. And they are really a great company over in Egg Harbor Township, here in our area in South Jersey. And the Godfather, he loves the Maplewood Inns. We're talking Italian food that's so good. Oh, it's just so good. And they can cater for you. They're up in Hamilton, New Jersey, or in Mays Landing in New Jersey. or they're down there in Vineland also. The Maplewood Inns. Look them up online. They are a great bunch of people, and the food, oh, the food is absolutely delicious. And another great place that's in our area, Absecon, New Jersey, very historical, and the Smithville area, that's where I live. And this is a bed and breakfast company. It's the Fitzgerald family. They're great people, Eddie, Wendy, and Tracy. And they have the two locations, the one's in Absecon, and that's like one of the first buildings that was ever built in this area over the years. And it, you know, like when you stay at a hotel, you just have a number. When you stay at one of these bed and breakfasts, it's like staying at your house. I mean, and you get breakfast every morning. They have beautiful rooms, and it's in a historic building and everything. And then out in Smithville, they have the Colonial Inn, and they have all these different rooms, and there's beautiful little shops out there to go around in, and they have two great restaurants, the Smithville Inn and, of course, the Fred Nethel's Inn out there, too. And they have live music at these places, and they have festivals, and we do the Italian Festival that's coming up with Jim Crane and the Atlantic City All-Stars, my guys. And we're out there. This is our 13th year for the Italian Festival that they have out there. And it's free parking and everything, and it's really, really cool. So we just want to make sure everybody knows about our sponsors and all that other good stuff here in the Atlantic City area. And like I said, I'm just so glad to be back on the radio. I've missed it. And it's a lot of fun. You know, it really is a lot of fun. So I think we got another song to play by me from the telethon where we do On the Boardwalk with Gloria Loring. Rhoda is actually with us, too, on this particular thing. Stuart Damon from General Hospital and everything else. It's a really fun version of On the Boardwalk in Atlantic City.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, we will walk in a dream. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, you can play the slot machine. There where the salt water air brings out a lady's charm. Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you would fall in romantic enchanting Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, we will walk in ice cream. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, you can play the slot machine.
Tell you what, that was from a telethon that they did in 1983 over at Harrah's Casino, and we had Fred Travellina, we had Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris was there. The band leader was Milton DeLuc, the guy that was the band leader from the Gong Show and everything, and we. That was for juvenile diabetes, that particular telethon. And you can see it if you go on the YouTube thing, punch in my name, Jim Crane, C-R-A-I-N-E, and my things will all pop up there. But this one is my tribute to my 50th anniversary in show business. And I actually do an interview with Elke Sommer, the world famous, Swedish movie star. She was appearing at the Claridge at that time, and I was lifeguarding right out in front of the Claridge Hotel. And it's a great beach, and that's a really neat interview with talking to her and everything, and she still looks pretty good. You can check that out. And also on that video, I do a show with the great Red Skelton, and to meet him was an absolute thrill. I have to tell you, folks, I mean, to work with him on stage, which was amazing. He used to always come out, and I do this whole bit where I sing, and it was like this big game show that they did on the at Caesars called the Thank God It's Friday Sweepstakes. And we gave away 10 grand, but it was in pennies. But we always gave a car away, and they asked me to work with Red Skelton, and it was just so cool. And when he comes out, he always gets a standing ovation. And the line he always says is, well, you can't top that. And he would walk off. And I said that to him in his ear, and you can see it on the video. But one of the other cool things that I was really impressed by Red Skelton was the fact that the matter, they gave away these sunscreens, you know, these things they give you to put in your car, and it has Caesar's logo on it and everything. And there was almost 1,000 people in this theater. It's called the Circus Maximus Theater here in town. And he sat there on a stool, and I think he signed over 500 autographs that afternoon for all the people. And, you know, it was like so neat to watch him do that, you know. And afterwards, I got to go see the show and everything. And he introduced me from the audience and stuff, which was really kind of cool. You know, working with your idol, I mean, that means a lot. But I said to him, I said, Mr. Skelton, that's really cool doing that. And he says, well, if you don't do that, they won't come and see you anymore. You know, you have to be nice to your audience. And that was really cool, too. And there's I also have some other stuff on YouTube you can check out. I got to do Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Phillies game a few years back now. And the Phillies are still my favorite team. And you can see me doing that on that thing. And there's a lot of concerts with my band. My band's called the Atlantic City All-Stars. And I've been working with these guys for my piano player, Tony DeLuca, who's going to be on the show with me very soon, has written a lot of great songs. He wrote a song called In Atlantic City. And we're going to be playing that here on the air, too. And he's been working with me for almost 30 years. My sax player, John Guida. When I was an usher at the Steel Pier when I was like 14 years old, I met this guy, and he's been with me ever since. And not back then, but he's been with me almost 30 years. And I have Andy Lawless. He's another great bass player from our area. They're all on Facebook too. And to have these guys and my drummer. Is my original drummer. His name is Ray Nunzi. He's been with me 51 years. And we've been doing shows all around the area and everything over the years that I've been around. And I've been on HBO with Rich Little at the Sands. And that's on there, too. You can see a lot of this stuff that's on my YouTube pages that are there. But you have to look under Jim Crane, C-R-A-I-N-E. Let's see. I was going to say, when I worked at Steel Pier, I worked there from 1963 until 1973. I can honestly say, folks, it's the only job that I ever didn't take a day off. Even when I was sick, I'd go to work because I needed the money for school. And I'd come home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and my mother would go, why were you there till 2 o'clock in the morning? Three reasons, Mom. Girls, music, and free food, you know, and money. You know, I was making money. So it was really something. And then to get to take care of the diving horses, I mean, this was a famous act from way back when. And all the big stars that came to the pier, like just to give you an idea, in 1970, right, when we were doing the diving act, we had Chicago, we had Jay and the Techniques, we had Tommy James and the Shondells, we had Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Pat Boone was there, Duke Ellington. I mean, and almost everybody wanted to go back and, you know, and see the horses because that it meant so much. And we had the Bee Gees in 71. And just all over the years, you know, meeting those the great people that were there. And, you know, and I also ran a great ride that they had on the pier. It was called the Diving Bell. And it actually was like going down in a submarine. And it's up in a little place called Gardner's Basin that we have here. It's like a maritime area here in Atlantic City. And we saved the old diving bell, and it's sitting out there. And they ran this thing from 1924 or so. It was built, the first one, and that got wrecked in the 62 storm. That's a whole other story. But I ran that diving bell, and I ran the games and everything on the pier. And it was so fun. And the Capnoso family is running the pier now. It's the 128th year, I think, it's been there since 1898. I mean, and now they have the rides and the games and, you know, bands play up there and they have great food and everything. It's really neat, the old steel pier in Atlantic City. So it's so nice to be associated with them also, you know, because that's mainly where I learned most of my entertainment stuff, you know. I remember the owner, George Hammett Sr., saying to me, Jimmy, you're going to end up in show business because you're getting all this material. When I was an usher in the music hall, I actually got to see Les Paul and Mary Ford back in the 60s before they retired and everything. And he had done an album with Chet Atkins, right? And you're standing in there in this big, huge theater. It held 3,000 people. And I used to be stationed all the way down by the side door on the right-hand side of the theater. And the way, you know, you're doing the show during the day, and you've seen in movie theaters where they have double doors, they had two doors that close because of the sun coming in and it coming in that big room where it's all dark and everything. But I hear the door open and I'm like, oh boy, who's this? And I look and all I see is a big cowboy hat. And it was Chet Atkins. And he went up on stage and surprised Les Paul. And it was one of the wildest things I've ever seen. And then, you know, like when Herman's Hermits and all those guys were there and the Monkees and, you know, to see the girls fainting and all that stuff and Sam Cooke. I actually saw the first tour of the Temptations and the Supremes and Michael Jackson when he was just a kid back in the 60s. So I'll tell you, the history of Atlantic City's entertainment stuff is amazing. Even with the Miss America pageant, which I got to do the national anthem at and everything. And it's just the history of Atlantic, of a history of entertainment here in Atlantic City is amazing. Really, really is. Anyhow, so we're here on the BBS radio network on Saturdays now in the afternoon. We're going to be having a party. Like I said, we're going to be having other guests and all kinds of stuff coming up here on the Jim Crane Show. All right, let's see. I did have a couple more jokes. Let's see. I actually drank a bottle of invisible ink. Now I'm in the hospital waiting to see. Oh, that wouldn't work, kind of like that. Okay, let's see. It's so great now because I don't really need writers. They're here, you know. I phoned my boss at work this morning. I said, I can't come in today. I have a week off. He says, you have a week off? He says, yeah, I'll take a week off. Anyway, but I'm bummed. Thank you. That worked good, man. Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, the Jim Crane Show right here.
There was a time when the boardwalk was the center of the world. When the lights of Atlantic City shimmered across the ocean. And every stage held another unforgettable story. From the lifeguard chair to the spotlight. From the steel pier to stages around the world. He has spent a lifetime singing the songs, sharing the laughter, meeting the legends, and creating a few legendary moments of his own. Now, the singing lifeguard is back on duty! With celebrity conversations, classic entertainment, unforgettable memories, music, comedy, and the stories behind the stars. Broadcasting on BBS Radio TV Station 1. Ladies and gentlemen, the boardwalk is open. The band is ready. And this is the Jim Crane Show!
All right, welcome back to the Jim Crane Extravaganza here on a Saturday afternoon live from Pleasantville Music Shop. And like I said, folks, you really got to support our local businesses. We're going to be having so much fun here on the show. I've got a lot of great guests lined up. Like I said, I have Dina Martin. That's Dean Martin's daughter. And she is a great friend and she's really great to have on. I'm going to have comics on. I've got my old friend Dom Herrera. I'm going to try to get him to come on, but we got to keep him clean. And, we're just going to have a great time. And stop in here at Pleasantville Music and say hello. And, we'll sell you a guitar or something to that effect. But every Saturday, we are going to have a party. That's what we're going to do. Right here on the BBS Radio Network, and listen to our other shows that are on this great network, and I hope you subscribe to us. I don't know how that works, but I'll find out, and I hope you enjoy us, because we do have a lot of fun, and we're going to be taking calls, going to take your calls. Not today, though, because we had to pre-record some things and everything, but we're going to go to the top of the hour with my mom's favorite song. It's called Over the Rainbow, and I'd like to dedicate it to all the mothers out there. And like I said, the Jim Crane Show, you listen to our show just for the fun of it. And I also wanted to say thanks to my wife, Joanne, who's been my partner for 35 years, and all you people out there that enjoy my comedy and my fun. Jim Crane saying, we'll see you next Saturday, right here from Pleasantville Music. Dare to breathe, really do come.
smelled like lemon drops. Away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Away over the rainbow, bluebird is fine. Birds fly.
See you next week, folks. Thanks and enjoy and love everybody.
Another story, another song, another hour has rolled along. But the laughter and the memories keep shining when the lights are gone. From the boardwalk to your radio, where old friends meet and new ones grow, Jim Crane will leave the light on till it's time for the next show.
So long.
But never goodbye. Keep a little music in your heart and a little laughter in your soul. We'll meet again where the good times start on the Jim Crane Show. Join Jim Crane Saturdays from 2 to 3 Central on BBS Radio TV Station 1.